Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Tamid Daf Lama Gimel, Tamid 33, and today's Daf Yomi, we thank Hashem Yisbarach for giving us the strength to complete the Tractate Tamid, the Mishnayos of Tractate Tamid. So says our final Mishnah of Masechas Tamid is Hashir Shayu Alavim Omrim B'Mikdash. The Mishnah discusses the songs that the Levites would sing in the temple every single day at the time when they did the wine libation after the daily offering. So says our Mishnah, Hashir Shayu Alavim B'Mikdash. What was the psalm that the Levites would sing every day during the Nisuch Hayayin? So B'Yom HaRishon, on the first day, what would they say? Hayu Omrim, they would recite the Psalm 24, verse 1, where it states, Hashem ha'aretz u'mlaha tevel v'yoshveva, Hashem is the earth and its fullness, the inhabited land and those who dwell in it. Pasheni, on the second day of the week, which we call Monday, they would say, Gadol Hashem u'mlaha ma'od, God is great and he's very praised, be'ir Elokeinu, in the city of our God, Har Kodesho, his holy mountain, or the mount of his holiness. On the third day they would say, El Kim Nitzav Badas Kel, God stands in the divine assembly, Bekerav El Kim Yishpot, in the midst of judges he shall judge. In the fourth day of the week they say, El Nekamos Hashem, El Nekamos Ophia, God of vengeance, appear. Bechamishi, on the fifth day, what would they say? Harninu El Kim Uzenu, sing joyously to the God of our might. Hariu El Kayakov, call out to the God of Jacob. On the sixth day, what would they say? Hashem will have reigned. He will have donned his grandeur. And b'Shabbos hayu omrim mizmor shir yom haShabbos. On Shabbos, they would sing the song of Shabbos. And the Mishnah explains, why would they say mizmor shir yom haShabbos? That why is this for Shabbos? Because mizmor shir la'asid lavo, this is a song for the future, Yom Shekul Shabbos, that there will come a time when the day will be entirely Shabbos. Umenucho chayei olamim, it will be a day of rest for eternity. So that's what we're seeing. Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. So that is a Shir Asit level. It's a song for the future. Why are these specific six psalms? Really seven psalms, but we understand why the psalm for Shabbos is sung on Shabbos. What about the other six psalms? So the Braisa and Rosh Hashanah discusses that they would pick these songs, specifically these psalms, because there is a hint every day to the fact that Hashem created something having to do with that day during the 6 days of creation. And the Brais explains that on the first day they would say, Hashem aretz u'mlaha, to Hashem is the earth and its fullness and its inhabitants who dwell in it, because on that day God created heaven and earth. And as a result of the creation, God acquired the entire world in order to hand it over to those who dwell in it. But God was the only existence in that world, because even the angels were not created on that day, were not created yet. And then comes along the second day, and the second day we say, Gadol Hashem, God is great, and he's very much praised in his holy city, in the city of God, as the mountain of his holiness, because on the second day, God distinguished between the upper water and the lower waters, and therefore God arose and dwelt above, and this is why we say he's dwelling, God is dwelling in his city, in this city above, and in his mountain, his holy mountain. Comes along the third day, and what's the third day? Third day we say God is standing amongst the divine assembly, because on this day God separated the waters to one place and revealed the dry land, and that's the place where Adas Kel. And when it says Mishpat in reference to that psalm, that is God created the world and eventually is going to bring a flood to cover up the earth. And that's why it says, Bekerav Elohim Yishpot, that God, or Bekerav Elohim Yishpot, amongst the judges, God will judge. The fourth day, which says, El Nekamos Hashem, El Nekamos Ophia, God of vengeance appear, because on this day, God created the sun and the moon, and in the future, God is going to bring punishment upon those who worship the sun and the moon. And the fifth day, it says, Harninu El Kim Uzenu, Hariu El Kayako, shout out to the gods, to the God of Jacob, because on this day God created the birds and the fish, and when a person sees so many birds and fish that are all different from each other, God, he praises God and recognizes God's greatness, that God created so many beautiful things in the world. Comes along the sixth day, and the sixth day, it says, Hashem Malach Gius Lovesh Lovesh, because on this day, God completed his creation, and God ruled over everybody, and God was crowned king over the whole world. And the Rambam adds that also on this sixth day we say this psalm because that's the day which man was created, and man understands the greatness of God, and so only one who understands the greatness of God could have a reference to Hashem as the king. The Gra brings down in the name of the Holy Zohar that the psalm that they would say every single day, it corresponds to each one of the 1,000 years of existence, that the world is going to remain in existence for 6,000 years. And so on the first day we say Hashem Aretz, and that corresponds to the first 1,000 years of existence. And until the flood came upon the earth, the earth was entirely good. They had everything that was good. And the second 1,000 years, it says, Gadol Hashem Be'ir Elokeinu, corresponds to the second 1,000 years where we have Mount Moriah selected. That's the mountain of God. And the third 1,000 years, Elokim Nitzav B'Das Kel, that corresponds to when the 1,000 years in which the Torah was given. The fourth 1,000 years was El Nekamos Hashem. That refers to the 1,000 years where the temple was destroyed. And the fifth 1,000 years, the fifth of the 1,000 years, that refers to Harnino Kimuzenu, all we have is to pray with our mouth. We no longer have a temple. And the 6,000 years, that refers to Hashem Alch Yislavesh, that refers to how Hashem will rule over us, and once again Hashem will be our kingdom. So that is how the Vilna Gaon interprets it.